This is Keith Pisani of KeithPisaniMinistries.com. Concerning eternity, here is a question that everyone needs to answer. If you were standing today before the God who owns heaven, and the God of heaven asked you why he should let you into his heaven, what would you say? Well, if you answered with anything but "I have received Jesus Christ into my life as my personal Savior," then you need to ask and answer another question. What does the Bible say? What are the requirements that God has laid down for a person to go to heaven? What must I do to be saved? Well, from Scripture, here are God's requirements. And if you have not met them, you need to, in order to form a salvation relationship with God through Jesus. What must I do to be saved? Number one, admit you are a sinner. The Bible says in Romans chapter 3, verse 10 and verse 23, there's none righteous, no, not one. Not one person alive has met the requirements on their own to get into God's heaven. For all have sinned and come short of the righteous standards of God, the entry requirements to get into God's heaven. Romans 3, verse 23. The glory of God is the standard we must meet to enter God's heaven. And none of us can meet that on our own, because all have sinned, you have sinned, and sin will keep us out of heaven. Number two, we must acknowledge sin deserves eternal punishment. The Bible says in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, part A, that the wages of sin is death. Wages are what we earn. Death is separation from God forever. You see, the result of sin is separation from God forever. All deserve punishment. You deserve punishment. If we stop there, then all of us would be lost, but thankfully, the Bible continues on. Number three, what must I do to be saved? Acknowledge Jesus experienced your punishment for you on the cross at Calvary. Romans 5 and verse 8. But God demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus died for sinners. Jesus died for you. All of us have done wrong things that have violated the holiness of God. God must judge sin. But God judged sin through Jesus because Christ experienced the consequences of our sin at Calvary. Because of Christ, we do not have to be punished. So what must we do to be saved? Number four, apply what Christ did on the cross and ask Jesus into your life as your personal Lord and Savior. The Bible says in John 1 verse 12, but as many as received Jesus, to them God gave the power, the ability to become the sons or children of God, to as many as trust or believe in his name. All need a Savior. You need a Savior. And today you can use your words and ask and receive Jesus Christ into your life right now. Well, here's a sample prayer. If you'd like to ask Jesus into your life right now, just repeat after me these words. Dear God, I admit I'm a sinner. I have done wrong things. I deserve eternal punishment. Jesus took my place. He experienced my punishment for me on the cross at Calvary. I pray to receive Jesus Christ today. I ask Jesus into my life to forgive me of my sins. I repent of my sins. I receive Jesus as my personal Savior. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you ask Jesus into your life as your personal Savior, then he will take up residence in you and live in you. And when God looks at you, when you stand before him one day, instead of seeing you the sinner and refusing you entry into his heaven, he will see Jesus in you. And based on Jesus, his son, he will let you into his heaven. Now, how many times do you have to be saved? Well, if you were genuine in what you prayed, one time is all you need. Because once saved, always saved. And the God of heaven, the God of the Bible, confirms that in 1 John 5, verses 11 through 13, when God said, "He who has the Son, S-O-N, has eternal life. He who does not have the Son, Jesus, does not have eternal life." If you ask Jesus into your life, it is a forever salvation. It is eternal life. It could not be eternal if God could take it away. If you have the Son, since you have the Son, Jesus, in your life, the God of heaven guarantees your salvation. Praise God that Jesus came to die on the cross for you and for me, that we might go to heaven.